You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Can't see
Remember,
me.
Remember, if you don't chill, you're almost invisible.
I know. Can't see me.
Only if you're standing still. Like it's a...
I could just look around with, like, mental powers.
Sonic blasted.
Okay.
Oh, look, there
While you're all, like, squatting there in the woods and discussing these things quietly and, like, and is holding the wolf down out of view and like that, you hear the squeaks and squeals of the charge of kobolds. And you see the kobolds charge from about just past where you saw them, and they charge on an angle, but they don't charge at you. So it looks like about 400 or 500 kobolds, and they all charge like this, but they're headed to your right.
Uh-oh.
What's over there?
Nothing that you see.
Charlotte's Keep.
Was it where we came from?
Yep.
They're charging your box.
No, you're way away from my body.
Fairies, dragon, I don't know.
I guess we'll...
Where are kobolds like
Lycan,
natural...
Lycan says, I think they'll figure out their mistake shortly. We should get moving.
Okay.
Are they like natural enemies with fairies or something?
No.
They just...
They're natural enemies of everything. They're basically like scavengers. Think of them like dogs with... Like, that stand upright, eat everything they can get a hold of.
Yeah.
Except for the
they
don't eat
we
each other.
There.
They never eat kobolds. But other than that.
I'm going to go to them, I guess.
Okay, so they miscalculated their charge, is what they did, probably.
Alright,
and then you head to your left, which was the direction you were going originally, and avoid a kobold conflict. And much dice roll.
Yes. It's almost not worth it.
You mean because they're only 4 experience points each?
And we'll die.
4 experience each?
Yeah.
That's only 2,000.
Yeah.
I know. For a party this
Split.
Size, it's nothing.
Yeah, you
it's
get,
a lot of
you
death.
200 experience points apiece if you kill all
There's
of them.
There's 8 of us, so.
Yes.
Yeah, so it'll be like 500 apiece at this point. No, not,
not worth it.
So be like 250 apiece.
Not
Take you. 10 minutes at least to kill them all.
What was it?
It's longer right now because Jake doesn't have armor. Well, not longer to kill them, but more likely to lose Jake. Okay? Alright. As you're walking, it's starting to get dark. You're looking for a camping spot, I guess. And mind you, you don't really have tents. That kind of thing.
No, we don't. I can just toss 2 coins of continual darkness somewhere.
Sorry, man. We won't see anything going.
But then nothing will see us.
No, it'll just smell us. Then taste us. While it swallows us.
We're in the darkness.
Great imagery.
Complete darkness.
Okay.
But if we throw it really far, then they'll go there instead of to us.
No, it'll still smell us.
And taste us.
You're forgetting this whole... Them
okay.
having olfactory sense.
So you find a spot on a rise from where you would camp as like a little clearing in the trees. There are tall pine trees around you that have no branches toward the bottom. There's a bed of pine needles on the ground, so it won't be quite as hard as normal. And you so you could camp there and have a view in most every direction in case something would come. And it's getting dark, so you're going to need some form of light if you're going to do anything more than just bed down.
Why would your family have a keep out here in nowhere?
Well, you're not even close to the keep.
I can't even have a keep like a moment. Or it's comfy.
Because she's not a lonely citizen.
So,
you're a lonely citizen?
You can live in Rome without being a citizen.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Hey, it's more of a status.
Borders are not closed.
Aren't you a lonely citizen?
Yes.
I am.
So is her father a king?
No.
How did you get your citizenship?
Apparently somehow. I've never been to
Moon. Yeah,
it's
Baron.
I would
land citizens.
Well, I've never been to Moon.
Like, so technically that means we should call you Lady. Like, Lady Charlotte. Do you have a last name?
Do you have a last name?
She's like, I've been in the woods long enough, I don't know.
Just Charlotte.
You're sure your dad had a last name?
It's Charlotte Charlotte.
Is it Webb?
Charlotte Webb.
Is it Charlotte Sheen?
So if your last name belonged to you, would it be Charlotte Webb?
Okay.
Or is her first name Char and her last name's Led? We've just been calling her by her full name.
Charlotte. She's really French. Or the Low Moon equivalent.
What's her What's the Lomu equivalent to French?
I don't know. Lomu would be like England, I guess.
Somewhere south in the Easternlands.
I mean, the Dreismund Protectorate's Germany, so.
Yeah. At least her name's not German.
Probably established some Elsa Nazis.
Right.
It's not Germany. It's
Janet.
What's wrong with being Janet?
Anyway, I'll get the name in a minute, but I'll. Whatever it is, you say it or you keep it yourself? I'll have the name. Okay, so she tells you the name, but I don't know.
Do I recognize that name via my father's connections and my various few skills traveling?
It ends up being our sister, and we're just like.
Oh, yeah. McAllister. What? Another one! Gosh darn it.
Our mother was also an illegitimate daughter of your father. He was old. He got around a while.
We have seven siblings.
She's like, well, I don't want to say
that.
That
makes you our great aunt.
Come on, I mean, since day one, yeah. That was like... That'd make her a cousin, like... She was like McAllister's like sister or something, like her mom was. It'd be crazy.
It'd be Arthur's sister, basically, if she knew it was her aunt. Does the name Arthur sound familiar?
It's in there somewhere.
It's a very common name.
So is this a good camp spot?
McAllister.
What are you doing for light overnight? Are you building a fire? Because I can build a fire.
I'm still asleep.
Fire will attract attention.
You keep it small.
Alright.
Right.
I'm really not an outdoorsman. I don't know.
You could just cast a light spell.
I'm just cowardly.
Okay, who's on first watch?
Me.
Jim will be on the darkest. Or not.
And are you napping?
I should probably be on the darkest watch. I'll be on first watch. Should I nap first?
No one will see me.
After first watch?
When are you going
watch?
To cast the nap?
Does
you
want
to cast the nap?
Left?
Say again?
Does Leon have any humor?
I do not.
So, if you cast the nap first, then all your spellcasters are out for the first hour, plus however long it takes them to pray and memorize, which means you need the other people to be on the early watches.
Can then I get the non-spellcasters on early watches?
That leaves
I'll Jake, be on third watch.
Lycan, Dearmood, Charlotte,
watch?
That's four.
Because you're getting a nap.
So they can take the first two watches.
Unless you don't want a nap spell.
Yeah, so you only have to sleep for an hour to get 8 hours sleep.
Oh, wait.
Why does it matter if we're sleeping the whole night anyways?
You're not necessarily sleeping the whole night. You'd have to sleep 8 hours plus memorize your spells. That would put you at like 12 hours.
And
take the nap spell, you take 1 hour.
Okay, but if we put
all you're ready to travel again in 7 hours.
We put all of us on the last watches, then we're all going to be reading out of books instead of watching.
No, you have to.
Because in the first watch, we can fit an hour.
In the first two watches, you can sleep for an hour and memorize for 3 hours before you go to third watch.
Okay.
And they can sleep for 4 hours, and you're actually done in 8 hours. You might, and if you do, you need to bring it up.
I'm going to need 12 hours.
Take your ring off.
I got memorized.
Then just don't take a watch.
Yeah, I'm probably going to ask
you
if I can
use the one. You got plenty of people.
Hey, Theon.
What?
So I got memorized before I go to bed. You should let me use that power.
Are you a spellcaster?
Yeah.
That was the plan.
Well, I was asleep. I didn't hear the plan.
The plan has been going on the last 5 minutes.
Wait, if you were asleep, why do you need that?
Yeah. Memorize. Go ahead.
I'm going to sleep.
Talk to your Earth Mother or whatever.
I just meditate.
What's your name?
Meditate.
All right, so she needs to meditate first before the nap.
Well, hurry up.
Yeah, she's gonna be hurrying up. We're talking a couple hours.
Why does she have to meditate before?
Why are you not doing this while we were traveling?
She switched her meditation to before she goes to bed instead of after.
Oh,
such a nuisance.
Or you could just have her get normal sleep. You could just do she could do it and then get her normal sleep. She'd still get 4 5, but then she wouldn't be able to take a watch.
That's fine.
So we have these two not taking watch.
You don't need to take watch.
No,
it's okay.
You'll need to get at least 5 hours sleep, realistically.
It's good. You don't really need to take a watch. We got so many people here. We got 8 people here.
Okay, so you can meditate now.
Okay.
Then sleep. And everyone else will do the nap thing. Does anybody need more than, like, 3 hours of memorization?
Probably.
Check it out.
Okay, so I'm losing my fourth.
Ring does today.
I'm losing my fourth level
yeah,
spell.
Yeah, I need to know what level spells I can memorize a billion of before I know how long I'm going to need.
Do we get experience now from Killing the Dragon, or is that all going up later?
It'll all come when I get to the next batch.
So when I did the, should I get the cloak experience now or later?
We'll have plenty of time now.
Yeah, you can get it now, because now you figured out.
Can you help me do this math for how long it needs?
Okay. 15 minutes per spell.
Then,
one, two, three, four second level spells.
Did
so that puts me at
2 hours.
Did
2 hours just for the second level. And one, two, three, four, five first level. So that's
1 hour and 15.
So that's 3 hours, 15 minutes, and then one third level would be. I need 4 hours.
So get full. Theon needs 4 hours. Plus the nap.
So there's a rope then, too.
So that would be 2 3-hour watches then.
But
two they would need more than 4 hours.
How long are the watches?
I'm going to try seeing.
That's what we're trying to figure out. It looks like 2 3-hour watches that you guys are doing.
I thought it was going to be 8 hours long.
Well, then you guys have to be able to take the last watch so they can sleep. But they're not going to get any sleep. So one.
They're only
like,
going to get 3 hours if they're only two.
No, two of them would take 3 hours. The other two would take the other 3 hours, and then both groups would get the last three, so they'd get 6 hours total.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We need more than 6 hours for the watches.
So they need 9 total to get 6 hours sleep.
Right.
I need somewhere around 3:45.
I'm going to see if
you have an hour, and then you'll get...
If my room might help me to meditating or anything.
Like 4-5 hours to memorize.
Did I figure out everything about the cloak too now?
Do you have an idea what my ring might be?
You've worn that ring in one combat when you
It keeps your fingers safe.
Two more.
I'm not a sage.
You will.
You don't got that at all.
It keeps
potions.
Your fingers safe.
Oh, wait, you're not going to be able to do it without me getting used to
so you got a cloak.
I wouldn't cast that on anyways. Lowers my constitution by 8.
Okay, so your cloak is worth?
Yes, for 8 hours, so.
1,000 experience.
Figure it out on your own.
Plus my thing?
I don't know what it does.
The rope.
Consult your wisdom.
Your rope.
I don't know what that's called.
Use your proficiency.
The rope.
I know it's a cloak of another kind.
Also 1,000 experience points.
That reminds me, Leon found out what magic items do, so he needs
good things.
Also, I probably washed the poison.
I don't know why you eat it. You can die in 3 days anyway.
Yeah, possibly.
2 days, really.
I probably washed the poisoned jewels and coins, so could I go through that before I meditate?
Probably, because you just do it. I'll do it now.
Yeah,
I'll do it. You don't have a river now.
I thought I did it when I was going swimming, because I don't think I really...
You bathed, fought with what was on your hands. You didn't say you were washing the coins, but that's going to take, like, an hour.
Wash that out.
It's a sticky poison, that's what it does. You're going to have to be very careful about not touching it, or otherwise it will damage you again.
Mm.
And you're going to have to work hard to get the stuff off. It's a fairy poison. That's where you guys were lucky, is they didn't use their poisons on their bows when they were attacking you. So we just knocked people out of them. Alright, Lord.
Can use poison?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, they have natural poisons. So, anyway, we're gonna stop here for dinner, but before we do that, we're clarifying, we're camping. During the first watch, there is an encounter of a sort. What actually happens is, and who was on the first watch then? There's Dearmuth, Lycan, Jake, and Charlotte.
I'm awake, but meditating.
So you don't see what happens.
Dearmuth, Charlotte, first watch.
Dearmuth, Charlotte, on the first watch. So what happens is you guys see here rustling in the woods some... Wait, you have direct sense, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of northeast a little bit. And you kind of stand up and you're looking. You have your tiny little campfire, which doesn't provide much light. But in that direction, you would peer into the darkness. There's a little bit of moonlight and that kind of thing. And you see a little rustling movement. And then all of a sudden, whatever it is, it's moving very fast from there down toward the east. This is northeast, it's going down toward the east, and then toward the south. And you look in that direction, and before whatever it is gets there, you see like little beady eyes, little dots of some kind of creature, which Charlotte would almost immediately tell you it's kobolds. And then at the last second, you see basically what looks like a pack of dogs, pack of wild dogs, actual dogs, big, fluffy wild dogs, maybe 10 or 12 of them, attack whatever was there, and it's the whole thing lasts maybe 2 minutes, and then the dogs rush off to the south. You realize they attacked a small group of what may have been kobolds or something like that that was within 100 yards of the camp, decimated them, and then kept on going. So now you got to be really watchful that there aren't more kobolds in the area. We were told they travel in hundreds. But nothing else happens during first watch.
King was sleeping in his cloak with his head up.
Okay, so we're going to stop at that point to eat FUD. Did we lose Art as the arrow?
Art. He's making darkness.
You do what?
He's making roll of darkness.
Okay. Alright, well, let's pray and then we'll eat and then we'll go back in a little bit. We have a couple hours left and we have some progress we got to make with this Charlotte's Keep. Father in Heaven, thank you for this food, this time that we're having together. It's a little fun. It's our Sunday evening relaxation we get to do every couple weeks. And it's enjoyable to see how the characters develop and the stories unfold. But we know that we're not too far from the retreat. We ask you, Lord, to bring all that together and to bless us as we try to bless others. To be part of the overcoming evil, feeding those who are hungry. And some of us have been hungry at times and benefited from that. And we're grateful. And so I ask you, Lord, to just keep supplying. And then as you've supplied this food, we thank you for Jenny and her care for us and the food that you've provided. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.
He's first.
I could teach you. I have my own sling. Yes. I have a visible sling.
I will definitely use the sling very often.
You could.
If you want to sling,
it's free.
I can leap 30 feet at a time and annihilate things with a massive axe. Or,
and most of that time you fail.
Or I can create anything I want on a whim.
He's practically a god compared to your sling.
No, most of the time he needs most of the time he needs help from
is he a magical sling?
His axe.
No, shit, magical bullet.
He's
trying to get rid of her normal sling for money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. You guys can have it for free.
Oh, it's just someone carry it.
Brunson,
carry it in the woods somewhere.
Does your character like to use a sling?
No.
Just throw it at a fairy.
Have you seen him throw darts?
Wait, I'm gonna ask Jake if he wants to. And probably like him too.
No.
They're
thank
not.
You.
Okay.
You know what nature would like?
If it makes me better with my sword somehow.
If you planted a sling tree.
A sling tree?
Yeah, that nature.
I think you have a lot to make up for with nature too.
Yeah,
at least you plant trees like a lot.
How am I supposed to do that when we're traveling like 24/7?
Johnny Appleseed was always traveling. He planted seeds.
Oh, okay, so I'm supposed to stop every 5 minutes. Plant seeds.
Is
go
Johnny
by,
Appleseed
plant.
Just do it every time you rest.
Yes, he's a demigod.
There was one for
life. You know, I just figured, you guys just now told me, hey, I should be planting trees.
No, it's a legend.
No, apples
is a legend. Because you were killing neutral.
How do you think trees haven't died out by now? We would chop them all down.
Because your lacquer is an apple-shaped ruby.
Hanging on a tree.
Yes, hanging on a tree somewhere in the middle of the...
Not that you can't plant trees. It wouldn't hurt anything, but it's not going to help anything, though, either.
Yes, Dan.
When can I talk to Mother Nature?
What about it?
When can I talk to Mother Nature?
You don't really talk to
when you cast a spell, commune with nature.
Nature is...
Jane, can I get seconds?
Sweet. Like, everywhere, everything like that, it's not like...
Yeah, but can't you communicate with her yourself?
There are high-level spells that allow you to commune with nature and things like that, yes.
Huh?
But they are higher level.
You want food?
Yeah, I'm going to get some
So, for example, what level do you get right now? Fourth?
Yeah, I'm going
to
be...
The best thing is on fourth. As far as powerful stuff goes, probably.
He's got leaves on her arm.
Our speak with plants.
What if you spread that?
Speak with plants.
Yeah, crest.
Speaks to a tree.
Spell magic.
It's on your crest.
It's your serious wounds. All would then be.
They're taking all the
that one. That's
all
that says.
Get some food.
One second, I'm talking to Dan. Not to.
No, no, one second.
Food. You can talk
one
across eight pizza. This room's not that big,
yeah,
you can talk across
it. You may not be all that hungry, but you're welcome to have your time this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is the designated time for food, not talking to you again.
Fifth level, you get things
like
commune with nature. There you go, right there.
I cannot wait for fifth level spells. I'll be so happy.
So I'd be able to talk to Mother Nature.
Okay.
Next level,
yeah,
I get.
Good luck getting that off.
Next level, I get.
Also, fifth level is control winds.
When I turn seventh level, would I be able to start using fifth level?
Dispel magic and dispel exhaustion.
Did you say bacon seed?
Yeah, so I was like, what?
Is it dispel exhaustion super good or something?
Yeah.
Or is it do?
Like for dead people.
I don't have that.
Like when you come back from being dead, you get the raised dead cast on you or whatever, you're supposed to be exhausted for like a week. Like, you can't do anything.
So, druids get fifth level spells.
Dispel exhaustion makes it to where you don't have to sleep.
Ninth?
You just go and go.
Eighth level.
Or you're going
to seventh, right?
Yep.
Seventh level is your first fourth level.
I could even memorize three copies of it.
Eighth level, you get 2 4th level spells and more lower levels. Ninth level, you get 4 4 3 2 1.
I tap the phone. Play. Penny box.
Seventh level spells.
Be unstoppable.
Knock your socks off stuff. Like, so at 6th level, you get Conjure Fire Elemental.
Ooh, that's
anti animal shell.
Ooh, that's
like
good.
No animals can come inside.
I'm going to level. I'll take real fast.
I have
a
safe transport.
All I gotta do is.
You're alive at that point.
That spell is awesome.
Hey,
did you hear him? Did you hear him?
Transport via plan.
All I have to do is memorize the leaves he gave me, and I can level up to 8 like that.
Or you could do transport via plants and go anywhere you want that has a big tree.
You also, once you hit a certain level, you have to fight the...
Yeah, I know.
Actually,
I have a...
Transport via plants would be fantastic.
Level, you start fighting.
Yeah.
I have a statement to make.
And every time you lose, you go back down.
About my magic.
I'm only allowed to use the spells I know.
Hold on. Father?
Yes?
Have I figured out the rest of the stuff that this clerical phylactery does? Hey, I said I had to do the thing before you did.
I don't think so.
Wait.
So there's still something else that it does? Other than the minimum, and sometimes it tells me to do stuff?
I don't think I've ever asked you to tell you to do something.
No, it's, I said... It's,
you give them
you
suggestions.
Said that, yeah, you said that it gives me suggestions sometimes.
If I beat the other druid, would the druid go down a level? Mm-hmm.
What's question?
I'd like to try and identify my...
That sucks.
Figure out what my ring does.
Walmart?
How much?
I don't know.
One with the rule?
Yeah.
$5 for like a 12 pack or something like that.
I think there's one magic item. One spell level higher for each even roll.
That's very specific.
No.
No? What does it do?
You're making it too complicated.
How is that too complicated? That's just roll the dice. Okay, roll again. Okay, roll again.
You know how much ink they would have to spend every time?
What has it done so far?
First, second, and third.
And what might it yet do?
4.
What does the ring do?
Doubles a spell level of a spell that I cast.
No.
Doubles a number of spells
that you memorize at a given level?
Yeah, that.
How does it determine what level it memorizes? Or what level it doubles?
Randomly.
Exactly. That's what it does. It randomly doubles the spells of either first, second, third, or fourth level each day.
Dude, that is awesome.
Okay.
Must kill you. Take that off the corpse.
Very good. Is it only illusionists? Like, experience can happen? You should let us try.
It won't work for clerics.
What?
It won't work for clerics.
Yeah.
Sure.
It might work for mages.
When am I supposed to learn how to
kill you and take that off your corpse?
You're a waste of an illusionist.
Oh, I'm mad last
year. Well, it's somewhere to pay.
No, we'll get out of
here. We'll
get another illusionist. Let's throw away the axe. We'll throw away the axe before we get in.
I'll take the axe. I could probably use it on grass.
Use it like he does. Oh, yeah. Only works for illusionists, yeah. Based on that up.
I mean, I probably will ask the
He's not how fights about the axe. No. More than anyone has in the party.
Yeah, but that's not combat. That's just...
I know,
but at least, like, look at it.
What happened to that Kirby?
Oh, yeah, because,
What?
Face had that.
Oh, no, that was when it got destroyed.
Well, what
I say we
do?
All make evil things.
Face had it. And he lost it.
Can I use
evil
clerics
to
respect them?
Can I break all my
what did you say?
Huh?
I said as we die and one by one, we should all roll up evil clerics who worship Christ.
I got the two cards, but I can't remember the two cards.
We're running in my death campaign.
So, I played an evil character.
Not very long.
No. Evil nonetheless.
He's just gonna wipe us all out.
One of James' favorite characters is an evil character. Ratios.
Yeah, but didn't he turn evil?
Yeah, ratios are really evil.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Malatios.
What was he?
An archer.
What about his ratios?
I thought his utility
ratio
revenge.
Was never uttered or said.
I thought you said
more
ratio.
Horn blower.
You know that person
that
sounds like something else.
Is that what the character?
No, the last name like that.
Malatios?
Malatio, you said. That's what I was trying to figure out. I thought you said Horatio.
Horn blower.
Malatios.
That's what I said. What about this ratio?
Now you got me all messed up.
You broke Ron.
Horatio Hornblower is related, but...
I tried watching the movies, but I couldn't watch them. I just got bored.
I'm going to keep reading the series, but I didn't.
What are you talking about?
Horatio Hornblower.
Is that an action series?
It's a book series, yes. You think I just pulled that out of my butt?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure it's funny as that.
You're a resident DM, so yeah.
Argon doesn't break you.
What?
You heard what you said.
I heard what you said. Break you.
I addressed everything that was on my horse. On the horse. Very sad. Like, I missed.
I did too. Captain Sorbottom the third, too.
I spent a lot of money on my horse.
Well, that's what you get.
Actually,
my horse was trained. It came when
your magic items in Low Moon are like Game of Thrones characters. They're not
I know, exactly.
Did you say something about a train?
No, I said my horse is trained.
Oh.
Now it's trained for somebody else.
If they know its name. You should put a name tag on it.
You well,
it
I can't
hello,
do that
I am.
You should give it a collar and a name tag so that, and then have, like, contact information. Like, please send a letter to this keep. If
the horse is wearing an name tag.
Says,
hello, my name is Thraxor, the hay destroyer.
Are you good?
Reaper of hay.
I'd like to take care of
Reaper of hay and stomper of pests.
Resident of the fourth level of hay.
I'm Mike Miles. He's a statue right now, though.
Ruler of hay.
Only problem about that, the only reason why I might is because I have a wolf that will eat the owl, and the owl will eat the snake, and the snake will eat the chipmunk. So I have a whole chain going down that will eat each other.
You just have the whole wolf chain.
I end up getting a lion that used to be a wolf. Oh, terrific. Now all my animals are
coming up with alternate horse names.
I might give my owl to Charlotte because I have a whole list of animals that will eat.
That's how much my barbarian has.
I have a wolf that eats the owl, and I will eat the snake.
And then my rogue has
the chipmunk.
87.
Snake would eat the owl. The owl would eat the snake or the chipmunk.
My cleric has almost 200. 181 on my cleric.
That's why it'd be better if Charlotte had it, because she'd probably, you know, keep it
away. The paladin is 182.
Hopefully she'll keep it away from my animals.
Ranger is
139. I think Brunson's next horse might be named.
Well, I'll actually ask him.
Thraxor, Reaper of Hay. As opposed to Captain Sorbottom the Fourth.
No, you must continue the legacy.
Captain Sorbottom the Fourth.
Because it's imagine.
Reaper of Hay.
Reaper of Hay.
Imagine when we get like 10 years into the campaign.
Okay. We gotta go.
Like,
we have less than an hour.
Captain Sorbottom 30th.
25th.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to end year 9 because I'll be back school tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't have school.
I don't have school.
I don't have school or work tomorrow. Wow.
Nice.
I do have a D&D session I have to run tomorrow.
You should go home too.
Oh, yeah, my 2 Annihilation points, too.
I don't shower
the
night.
Okay. So. The remainder of the night. Second watch goes uneventfully. Third watch, so this is the third 3 hours, goes hours seven, eight, and nine. Which would be who on watch? Spellcasters who didn't need more than 4 hours. Dion.
Take a
goes
drink.
Goes uneventfully.
Go get
it's
some
gone.
Water.
It's fine, it's
and
gone.
And then popping up in the morning before you actually leave. Goes on eventually. Right?
When I get the hiccups, I'm gonna get like trouble.
So you survived the night in the woods. It was cold. It was damp. It wasn't overly hard because the ground was covered with about this much pine needles. And no monsters came and tried to eat you.
How
so
was it
really
with my
complaint?
My
everyone that slept at least 6 hours, which is everyone, gains back 2 hit points if you're not at full. Thanks
hey.
To Theon's tender care.
Not even close to full.
Hey, I'm only 2 down now.
Hey, I'm under half.
I'm at half. Hooray.
I'm doing better than what I was
two
when we started the
dragon
fight.
Yep.
So I'm at
negative.
I'm down 16 now.
How many curse level spells can you remember?
Negative?
Me?
Yeah.
5.
Oh, you're like you're taking 30.
Wait.
Your life you have?
Yeah. 4.
That's not enough.
What do you have left?
Yeah. You think?
You have 46 minus 37.
Really
6.
9?
Yeah.
I have to take a nap every day.
11.
You still need to appreciate
11.
Yeah, but that gives me a third level spell, not a first level spell.
Okay.
But I have 38 points.
Yeah.
You're up and gone, right?
It's not going to go up from an
extra
level.
Yeah. Shrug on through the woods.
Well, the only one that I know, the only other one that I've ever seen
at roughly 1 o'clock or so. So it's been good 4 to 5 hours walking already. Roughly 1 o'clock or so. You top a rise and notice that the forest has been thinning out a lot, and you see below you a village.
Yay!
It obviously has a tavern, several shops, an open air market, which has maybe 6 or 8 stalls in it, mostly selling agricultural and that kind of thing. Or
you can find a site.
Fruits and vegetables and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's an obvious stables that has horses, and it looks like maybe horses that might be for sale. There's a couple of dogs roaming the street. So
no.
Before you is a town of roughly 15 to 20
animals.
Buildings.
No.
You can pet the horses for 3 hours.
No.
Be an intro like that.
Bad Jim.
I'm going to take off to some marketplace because I want to. Charlotte, you will come
I'm going to stand guard over the dogs.
You want to come look at some markets?
Yeah,
with me.
The
Adventures of Girl Power.
Huh?
I could use some horses.
She's coming with me.
You are still a full day's travel, probably, from Charlotte's.
Oh, I have a little bit of gold on me.
So we're in a small village right now?
Correct. Well, you're seeing it. Probably
I'll go
away yet.
I'll go to the markets.
I search for a
is everybody key. Going to the market? Who's coming with me, Brunson, and...
There's really nothing
Charlotte.
For me to buy at
well,
the market.
How long are we going
to
sit here?
We're just going to look around.
We can at least get some horses and make travel.
We need to eat.
I will play a daunting tune in the tavern with my violin.
Can I go
and sing about how we slayed a green dragon and how brave I was.
Oh, how brave you.
That's
how many
times
you don't understand. Storytellers write history.
You don't even know I'm doing it.
Aren't you good?
Well, me, Preston, and Charlotte are heading to the market.
Okay. Lightning will happily go to the market as well.
Okay.
Sometimes.
To
wait,
the market.
Jake better go to the market. He left his armor at the bottom of the lake.
Oh, yeah. We're not going back to are we?
Nope.
We need to go back for that. That's expensive. It's like +2 plate mail.
Well, maybe when we're all healed.
I'm doing my best here, okay?
Somebody says, but we're not on.
I'm a level 5 cleric and a level 6 party.
Raid the fairy dead? Like,
yeah, let's do
fairies?
It.
They're not getting
yeah.
the plate mail out of the bottom of the water.
Well, somebody could sneak in then, I guess.
I could swim.
No, we hypnotize them with this spell.
I could turn
fireball.
Or we come back during the funeral for the dragon. Or
I got my cloak and
I
have some capabilities.
Six
I could probably
spells.
Just go in there.
There's also a smithy on the edge of town that is actively. You see smoke coming up out of the chimney, and there are men working there, and you hear clanking of metal.
Is this the village?
Okay, how long
do
you
want to
stay here, guys?
Did I get experience for the.
You've never even
know,
been in this part of the world before. This is a whole new part of the world.
Is this a magical village?
I have a question.
No.
Do I get experience for the ring now?
Sure.
Okay.
Does his ring look like my ring?
No.
Is a special.
Mine's special too.
Party, is
it? It's a big black marble. It's a big black marble ring. I just gotta find out
what that
it
could
does.
Be. It's interesting on my item.
Hmm?
I'm trying to think what that could be. That's interesting.
He won't tell me. I gotta find out after wearing it in three combats and getting affected by it. So.
Wearing three combats means it probably has some kind of like. AC or saving throw kind of doing or something like that.
He said it's really cool, whatever it does, so. You said that, not me.
What was it?
A black marble ring.
Damn, what were two on my
It fit perfectly on my finger because it shrunk down.
Right.
It's a mark, it's magical.
Huh?
I mean, it was from those things, so
it's not fourth into a third and a first.
I'm wearing a ring of protection.
Roll again.
Three.
Okay, you got two free cantrips.
Nice.
The ring is worth 4,000 experience.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Pretty. It's a very good, very, very powerful item.
What ring was it?
It was ring of doubling.
Doubling spells. Even
okay, so.
It's a ring of wizardry.
Oh, that's really good.
It's a ring of what?
It's a ring of wizardry.
Didn't someone guess that?
How far is the market?
I feel like someone
it's
guessed
it. It's not like a traditional one, though, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not traditional. It's usually more chaotic than normal. Normally you just get doubled one type, or maybe
one,
two at the most.
It's like a one, two, three, or four.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that, Dennis, and Kevin?
Third or fourth level spells randomly each day.
Wait,
man,
are you calling
the disadvantage of like if you doubled the first level spells yesterday, you basically have then
it doesn't
increase
your memorization
today, then you have to drop enough spells to get down to your normal slots. Because maybe it does second or third today. But each day you get more spells, but then you want to memorize more.
Only 11,000
so just start burning them off
in combat,
right?
Yeah. If you got double first level spells, then you should cast as many personal spells today as you can, at least get down to your normal number, because you might not get them again tomorrow.
I'm going to try and talk to my clerical god phylactery while we walk.
Okay.
Where are you heading? Are you heading with Garen
Phil?
Or
walking
us?
Down to the village.
I will dub it Phil.
His name is Phil Lactery.
Yeah, Phil Lactery. I'll ask it for suggestions. Ask it just about stuff. Does it respond to me at all?
You get more of like a feeling than words. Like you have an impulse to go to the town and beyond the key.
Huh. Okay.
Maybe this thing can like.
Which is significant because it doesn't just say go on to the key, it suggests that you go on to the town, go to the town first. Right?
We're definitely supposed to be here. God says so.
Oof.
That's nice.
Quote unquote God.
His God.
Do not
disrespect maybe, yeah.
Some Hermes weird walking.
Well, Hermes' mama's so fat.
Alright, anyway, you walk for 2 miles down over rolling hills and out towards
fat,
the village.
Though. Are you
I'm
Norse?
Fat?
Hold on. Hair like that.
I don't know.
There's
actually,
a sign about a half mile from the village that says that this is the village of Shedrell.
It says,
and below it says P-O-P-U, Papu, and then it says 86.
86 people. We have to even it out to 85, guys. While we're here. Quick stop. Four of us can become citizens.
Wait, one of them's pregnant.
86 and a half.
Alright.
draw the sword with
you stroll down into town. It's not anything real fancy. I mean, this is more kind of like commoners. But you are in Duloc, and so you do hear a language that is not common being spoken.
Ooh.
They seem to primarily speak something that you can only guess is Dulanian.
Does anyone speak Dulanian?
No.
As a matter of fact, I don't.
I feel like...
Jenny, roll a d20.
Is Dulanian... Is Dulanian even a language that, like, more than...
Amazingly enough, you do understand most of what they're saying, and you actually think you could probably formulate thoughts in that language.
Nice.
You feel rusty, like you haven't used it in a real long time.
You're mysterious.
Forever.
So she loses her memory or something?
She received an item from the treasure that caused her to, her backstory, her history to be changed or to be revealed, whatever. She doesn't know which.
Rewrote her entire history.
She rewrites her
Wouldn't be hard
backstory.
For
okay.
Card of
anyway, so you, it was you can basically communicate with them in Dulanian.
A deck of a few things.
Deck of leftovers, more like.
Deck of two things.
Is anybody?
They seem pretty basic. They're all wearing kind of ordinary commoner clothes. You don't see much in the way of adventurers like that. Occasionally you do see a few dwarves mixed in.
What is up with this town?
You're walking past the inn to go to the open air market, those of you who are. Across from the inn is a general store. In the front porch, the general store, some canvas bags, woven bags of some kind of grain or something. The town has a faint under smell of horse poop.
Ooh, horse manure.
Yum.
And there are quite a few horses in town.
I shed a tear for my fallen horse.
Yep.
It's totally placing.
Yes, you are far, far, far away.
I'm
gonna
go buy a horse. I'm tired of this walking stuff.
Okay.
Jenny, do you
want to
stop in the
Phil, we're gonna go get horses. It's mostly common items, so if you need pants or shirts or needle and thread or, you know, they've got a small coffer that's for sale, they've got a wheelbarrow, a pitchfork, a hoe, shovel.
It's the riot starter's tool.
They have next to nothing in the way of weaponry at all. No bows or crossbows or anything like that. He has three knives. On a little tray at the counter.
I lost everything but two crystal goblets.
Does he have any bowstrings by any chance?
No. He does not. If he's got any anywhere, he says, I think he might be able to get one. There's a farmer on the side of, just outside of town. Air Man, something like that. And he and his son have been doing some fletching and making bows and stuff.
Other than him this time, how does he know?
I'm going to ask Charlotte if we can move on to the market now.
85
Charlotte, you want to go to the market?
Yeah, I do.
Real quick, everyone, we'll just see if there is anything in the store that you find. What are people doing while they're in the store? Do you want to get a horse?
You're
in the store as well? Okay, what are you doing while they're in the store?
I'm making some money at the bar. Playing.
Okay, going to the inn to see if you can play.
So
you approach the innkeeper. It's actually a woman. She's in her, looks like early 40s. Probably was quite beautiful in her youth. She still retains the importance of that. But she has a graying streak down her hair on her left hand side. Seems a little rugged. And she wears a bodice that pushes her breasts up, and you can see the top. Like, so she's a little flashy. But anyway, you approach her and she says, can I get you a drink, stranger?
Yes, I was wondering if you...
She's speaking common.
I was wondering if you'd be interested in hearing me play a little bit.
Oh, you play that there fiddle?
A little bit. I dabble.
It's not a fiddle.
Sure. You play, and if I like what I hear, I'll buy the first round.
All right, sounds good. I will play a bouncing tune.
Alright, there are only two other people in the bar.
Now.
Both beer to be farmers.
About to get lit.
It's mid-afternoon.
Might get all these.
About to get lit in the afternoon in here.
Hey, you've got 2 out of 86. That is like a 1 in 43 success rate.
Okay, roll a d20.
1/43 the entire time.
Roll up performance search in the general store.
Natural 20.
Okay. Okay, so
can I go to the bar
Danny too? Found nothing of interest in the general store as far as like something that seemed out of the ordinary. However, Charlotte thinks you think one of the three knives that he has at the counter, which has a it's the body of like it's a knife that folds shut. It's not a lock blade, but it's a knife that folds shut, and the body of the knife when it's open has some kind of purplish. Maybe cheap gem or crystal case to it, but just looking at it, thinking maybe something a little bit better than an ordinary knife.
Probably masterwork.
Brunson finds nothing of interest.
A single spell in here.
If you don't buy it, it's only one uses.
Kind of town is
you start playing the violin, and the two guys get up and leave.
Yeah, I
we ain't listening to no hippie crap.
She says.
She says, I'll have mercy on ya. And she brings you over a kitty-sized beer.
Can I make
their jug for like this tall. But she brings you one that's like this tall.
How?
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
How well can I do music with, like, if I were to use, like, a... Phantasmal Force or something?
Or without any kind of proficiency, like, not very well.
The only... Sound. I have sound analysis and mimicry.
Yeah. So if you watch him for a short time, you could then try to make an image of basically doing the same thing that he's doing, but you're not going to be able to like create anything new because you don't have any music.
Of course, but I could play songs that. I
that's assuming you made your rolls.
Does the bird poop sound like actual music, or does it just sound like birds?
Yeah,
it sounds like music.
I'm gonna go to the bar.
Like music. It's more of a think like fancy recorder.
I'm gonna go to the bar as well.
I'm gonna try practicing on that later.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna take note of the knife and let the
other. Oh, I also got bird seed.
And let what?
The animal on it later.
Okay.
I love flip knives, by the way.
Are you buying that knife?
That's a personal taste, but the animal.
You didn't even notice that it was anything special. She noticed that she hasn't done anything.
I'm just kind of noting it personally.
Mentally, she noted that she didn't say anything. Okay. Anyway. Was it really what you guys were looking for, or is just something you happened to notice? Then the marketplace, right?
Yeah. Right.
Three of the four booths in the marketplace are farmers selling their wares.
There's only four booths in the marketplace?
Yeah. It's a small town. What do you want for nothing?
And the other one?
Okay. The fourth one is more almost kind of like a flea market booth. That's the stuff that they're selling.
Magic
off.
Emporium.
I'm going to go to that.
Pretty much, honestly.
Unlikely, but there may be things in it.
I would go with that one.
Okay. I assume everyone will wind up there.
I wind up there.
You're in the inn.
Wait,
I'm in line for
you see that there are no patrons. That there are two guys leaving when you come in. And you think you hear them talking about something.
We have to kill them.
It's in Dulani and whatever they say.
Yeah,
it sounds real negative.
Sounds real negative.
We have to kill them. They know
I'm talking and spitting at the same time.
That is not polite.
They just like they stop and draw their weapons.
I haven't actually done anything yet.
Okay, what are they doing walking to the store?
I was going towards the merchant stalls, but I was prodding Phil to see if he would tell me why I needed to go to the.
You're
gonna
call your god
Phil. No, my Phylactery Phil.
Okay.
His name is Phylactery, but I shortened it to Phil because it's easier.
Phylactery?
Yeah.
He just says it's what serves us best.
Well, that doesn't help me very much, Phil, now does it?
Oh, you feel negative.
He says, don't get short with me.
Ooh. I'm always short.
I'm always short.
Phil with the burn.
Oh, we like him already. He's a party.
I appreciate your company,
member of this party.
But this is going to have to be a bond that grows closer.
Phil the burn.
To think
Phil the burn.
I need this information. It's very vague. I mean, I'm going to your... Do you want me to go to the merchant stalls?
Got a horse.
I like you, Phil.
By the way, I'm in my first at that one. So.
You would know. You're in the
also,
general store.
Look for the dwarf.
Look for the... Ooh, thank you, Phil. That was all I needed. What else did you...
I take it back.
I'll
look for the dwarf.
Phil? Don't do this to me, Phil.
Okay.
I paid a lot of money for you.
All right, so you... Razor goes to the end, you saw the two guys walking out, kind of as you walk in, you see, he's playing. He looks a little...
I sold my ring of protection to buy that thing.
Dearman looks a little sad.
Must have been a dragon.
He's playing the violin, he's got a tiny beard.
Isn't the phylactery like the flask thing that Jake bought for like $5?
No, the flask thing is my flask of invocation that I got from, for a single platinum. Because I donated a platinum to some shrine in a tiny town, and he gave me a flask of invocation that I didn't know about for like 4 months.
Can I look at my items I have before I get in line? Or, well, I'm not in line, but I might try seeing if I might be able to sell something to them.
I find it's probably unlikely. It looks more like they're trying to clear out merchandise than it is they're trying to buy stuff.
So they're
it's not a swap shop.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so...
I know we bought a single bookend.
You actually... Charlotte, because they're speaking in Gulani, and overhears a conversation between two of them, and as a woman, and she has a child who's pretty much attached to her legs, probably looks like about two, hasn't walked too long, and she's standing on her mother's foot, and otherwise just kind of like hanging on her skirts and stuff like that, but she's obviously able to walk on her own. But the woman is talking to the man who's, one of the men who's running the stall, the older guy. He's probably in his early 50s, and, she is comforting him over the loss of his wife.
Aww.
And you get the sense that she may be maybe
trying to seduce
him. Prodding him a little bit to see, you know, is he open to having another wife or, you know, something like that. But maybe it's not been all that long ago since she was gone from the sound of it. And he's like, yeah, she was a great woman. He's basically just talking about how great his wife was and
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
And she says, yeah, I heard, you know, that in the fall you were in such a depression and you lost, you know, half your crops, and I'm so sorry that happened to you. And I sent my boy Billy over, but nobody answered the door. And so basically they're just having a fairly lengthy conversation, ignoring the three of you plus one other patron as you're all walking around the table looking at the eyeballs.
I'm going to get... Wouldn't I get first?
No, probably not.
I'm going to order an ale.
They did, but they weren't there long as you were dilly-dallying.
Well, I was walking in that direction.
You were dilly-dallying.
I'm going to order an ale.
Walk and talk with my...
You were dilly-dallying.
Stop and eat some watermelon.
So what kind of stuff do I have?
Okay, so basically what it looks like is this guy's clearing out a bunch of odds and ends stuff. And so it's piled about five items deep on the table, and you got to kind of poke through and see whether or not there's anything of interest.
Mandolins.
Gotta go.
I want mandolins.
You get the idea that... maybe there's actually several generations of things, stuff that belongs to his wife, their family, whatever. And so you never know what you might actually find. Okay?
Find Wanda wishes.
Me or her?
Jeez.
Any of you. You're all searching through the stuff. So,
what level is Detect Magic?
First.
Would I be able to get that?
I should have memorized that.
True, so you have a form of it.
It's on your list.
It should be, yeah. Face had it.
Didn't have it.
Can I say that I memorized it?
No.
Not if you didn't memorize it.
You can't just go back and change things.
Actually, when I'm in the middle of the
time,
I think I memorized
camp, and then I just play everything through the same till now. I guess you drew an adventure book, except not. Okay.
Can I just flip back?
Theon will go first.
I'm going to pay 145.
Okay. You have 3 chances to find something of interest. No. Okay. You thought you found something. It basically was a sewing kit. It's not anything fancy or special, but it was wrapped in a neat, like, leather little pouch thing. First off, either these tools or some kind of intricate tool or something, and it turns out to be a sewing kit.
Oh, I thought this was the great seamstress kit of King Leo okay. the Fourth from the Third Dynasty.
All right. Danny.
Do we each get 3 chances to find something? Or just
no. He's only get. He's
going to
get 4, actually. Okay.
Because he's taller than me.
You find he's got maybe 40 candlesticks on the table.
You can't see the top of this.
And
she finds a candle.
Looking through the candlesticks to see if any are any good or whatever. And you find one of the candlesticks and stuck in the top of the candlestick, like where a candle would go, and there's no candles at all, but it is a black marble that's probably 3/4 of an inch in diameter.
I'm gonna buy it.
Miniatures for your
home. You can buy the candlestick. The marble is stuck inside there.
Gone.
He's asking for 1 silver piece for the pair of candlesticks.
I'm going to pay him. How many copper would I have to pay?
Copper, pay silver.
Huh?
10.
I'll pay him 10.
Okay.
I'll put -7 here.
Okay. Charlotte. One chance. It's potentially interesting.
Or it could be good. You could find out.
What else could you get? Oh, look, I found a manor house.
I found another manor.
I'm now the Queen of Lomu.
There's a deed to a manor house, to a palace.
And now the Queen of Lomu.
How come she's getting all the luck? She's getting the whole kingdom. She's getting, like.
No, keep. Well,
Jenny just plays all the royal roles, that's all. She's playing Princess Cynthia the Poor.
You played Princess... That was you?
Yeah, I played Cynthia.
Princess Cynthia was an NPC. Ben Jenny played her, and she was an NPC.
Molly had her before.
I was going to say, I thought that was
Molly
sister.
Never played her.
No. I know Molly played Princess. I know she did. Which princess did Molly have played?
Princess Cynthia's been in the campaign since the beginning, right, Ben?
Yeah.
But Jenny's the only person to play her?
Correct.
Yeah, we saved her from a bunch of kobolds, I think.
She's been an NPC 28 out of the 30 years, or whatever. However it works out. I don't know how long Jenny played.
Okay.
What did you find?
You find, it's roughly 5 inches in diameter. It appears to be made of platinum. So right away you know he's, you know, kind of gets all cheap. And it's easily the weight of about 4 or 5 platinum pieces. But it has a little loop on the top of it that seems to go diagonal to the top curve, and so it looks like it'd be strung like on a ribbon or a leather thong or something like that. So it looks like a medallion, basically. And it's in the shape of a sun, and then in the center of it is where like a square gem could go, but there's no square gem there. The gem seems to have been lost or it's missing. Yeah. And the teenage boy that's working with him notices you looking at it, and he says, in Dulani, and says, "That's a fine piece, isn't it? That was my mother's."
Is that a religious symbol of some sort?
I think so. She's a collector of all kinds of oddities, as you can see. Before she passed away, last summer, some disease. What did you say? I'm sorry.
What she passed away from?
Oh, some disease.
Ask about the gem.
She coughed until she coughed up blood, and then we buried her out on the South Hill.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, thank you for your sympathies.
Mm-hmm.
Father's asking 25 gold for that old piece, that old medallion there.
I'm
going to
show it to my
friend
and see if he might know anything about it.
Very well. No one's bought it yet. I don't suppose it's going anywhere. Not too many people out here have that kind of money.
You
Ask the boy about the missing pizza.
Or not, just don't leave your head,
I'll show it to Theo.
Okay.
Oh.
Charlotte.
Theo gets the look.
Yeah.
Over here.
You know what this is from?
You Greek.
Notice that the teenage boy was working the booth is talking to his brother, apparently, about Theon.
I'm not surprised. I'm a bit of an oddity.
You don't know what he's
talking about. So I'm thinking Greek pantheon.
Well, the two of, what's that?
The thing that we're looking at is Greek pantheon.
No, probably not. It could be if it was, like, something to do with the sun.
Helios?
Like that, maybe. It's not, obviously the symbol.
Apollo.
It's more the song.
Did you ask him about the, like, a possible missing gem in the middle?
No.
I'd say that's your best bet.
I'll call the boy back over.
Okay, he comes back.
You know anything about?
He seems to be chuckling.
Do you know anything about this missing piece?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know anything about this missing piece?
No, I think it looked like it had a gem there at one time. If you had one just the right size, you could probably just fit another one in there. Then you could wear it like a medallion, like right above your breasts.
I don't know what you're saying.
He doesn't. He's speaking.
But he did
Italian.
This.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at you like he's going like this.
Shiloh looks annoyed.
Okay. Whatever it was that seemed to annoy her.
Okay. Well. I wish you good luck on this one. I'm almost curious on it myself. I don't happen to have any square gems, do I? I have a crystalline gem with 20 gold pieces.
Not of the right size, but you've probably seen them before. Purchasing one shouldn't be too hard.
I'm going to gather to where they are, and I'm going to
Something interesting is going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so I still have two more chances to find something.
What was Bezor doing at the end, then?
I was going to get an ale, and then after I watched your mood for a few minutes, I was going to offer to do a duet. And make my own violin.
Okay.
With spectral force.
And I'll say, no, they don't appreciate art here.
Do I get any other chances to find anything else interesting? Yeah.
I'll try and believe it as well.
I'm leaving because they don't appreciate
it. Hey, Charlotte. What's that?
I have 74 platinum.
You haven't even delved deeply into your ale.
They don't even appreciate art here.
I'm not sure.
Three more people come walking into the bar and stop talking.
What's supposed to go in the middle?
Okay.
Some sort of gem.
I'll try and play a song that he was playing better than he did.
Are any of my gems I have square?
Not exactly the right size. Mm. It's pretty specific.
Okay.
It needs to be about like that tall and that wide specifically.
So not this?
No. There's a circle.
What about theirs?
There's a barrier.
Cube.
Let's look for a small gem like that.
Alright, I'll buy it.
25
gold. That's 5 platinum?
Yeah. Okay. So you cast Spectral Force, make a violin.
I
want to
have it say my name on it.
On the violin?
Yes.
Okay. And then it begins to play. They are already quite a bit intrigued. Oh, you're going to play it?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're going to use Illusion to make it seem like you're playing the song that he was playing. You just get outside.
I
want to
believe in it.
Violin.
I want to believe it so I have a real son.
Uh-oh.
Or will I not be able to play it then?
Fight.
Yeah, you'd have to use the spell to mimic what he's doing. You don't have any skill to like actually make any music come out of the violin.
Oh, I'm not
Trust
gonna
me, I tried to learn how to play the violin once. It's not as easy as it looks.
I'm not going to use Spectral Force then. I'll use Improvement Devil
Actually,
Poison.
Okay.
It's not bad.
And then I won't play myself then, I guess. I'll just have it play. It
took me almost 3 months to get one note out. So
I'll just have it play on its own.
I learned.
But I never had any lessons. I was trying to self-taught.
I'll sit in a chair just drinking my ale, focusing on having to do stuff, like playing on its own.
Okay. Alright. Anyway, so you just get outside and violin music comes to come off in the end.
Cameron doesn't care. He's upset.
Oh.
Yeah. Roll 2d20.
You can't run to the tavern either.
4. 5.
Okay. So you think it's going pretty well.
Paywall.
The three people that came in, it's a farmer, it looks to be a farmer, his wife, and their teenage daughter.
Where have I heard the platinum song?
after maybe 5 minutes or so, the teenage daughter is paying particular attention to the violin, and they've pretty well figured out that you did it, it has something to do with you, because you're concentrating on it or whatever, and so she comes over, and she's sitting on the floor, kind of at your feet, and at the, like, by the violin, watching. They haven't given any money or anything.
Not really have any.
Put a hat on the girl.
My hat's a triangle, though. It won't stand.
Roll percentile dice.
Roll percentile dice for hat standing. Roll hat standing for
this. Quite a hat of a triangle. That's all it is.
12.
Okay. So... you are, you know, you've charmed her to a degree with your music, but you notice after not too long that she seems more entranced by the music than you.
Oof.
I see.
She's entertained, basically.
Yeah, you end up hypnotizing her.
Okay. Right. What's the way of doing that? You do notice that that one of the agricultural tables is selling tons of T-U-N, tons of beer.
Nah, he's not in the mood to drink.
Okay.
He's sad.
He's just gonna, like, walk around the marketplace a bit.
Okay. Roll it, 24.
Fine.
Okay. You notice a commotion off to one side. And amid the commotion and chaos, you see a big man in splint mail shove a dwarf in a hooded cloak.
Oh, I need him!
The dwarf stumbles backward, falls in a heap on the ground. The man laughs loudly as the dwarf struggles to his feet. The dwarf brushes himself off, and then noticing you, not really being otherwise engaged, shuffles over in your direction. In a hoarse voice, he says, may I have a moment of your time?
Sure. But I'm eyeing him like carefully. Make sure he's not like that. Keep him at like a little bit of distance.
I'm gonna try like
pickpocketing donations. I live this life. I know how the game works.
He offers you a cigarette and then like kills you and then takes your cigarette afterwards.
He says, he steps in next to you and kind of nudges you for that, your elbow to kind of get you to turn away from the rest of the crowd so not everybody can hear. He says, I'm looking for a group interested in purchasing the deed to a keep in the lands just beyond the palisade at Great Wall. I'm a dwarf of simple means. As such, I no longer need a keep, nor its trappings to bring you joy. Therefore, I'm offering to sell you the deed to my keep for the modest sum of 1,000 gold pieces. There is some risk involved, mind you. I have not journeyed to the keep in some time due to poor health, and I don't really know its current condition. But you can surely see the land alone is worth the asking price.
Sounds sketchy. I think that's
actually really awesome.
Do you have the deed with you?
Shoot advice, who bought it?
It's in my room, but I can meet you at the inn in a little while. Talk it over. That way, all those people you came into town with, you might
want to
touch base with them.
Where you said this deed, this fort was again?
It's just on the outside of the Great Wall. Just beyond the palisade at Great Wall.
Alright, yeah, probably
meet
there.
Say
later tonight.
Like
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. 4? Before the dinner hour?
Sure, sounds good.
That's just a few hours from now, but probably need just time to get the team, the map, and you just need time for each group together.
Sounds good.
Alright.
I feel like that's gonna be
a I'm Boris, by the way.
No, you're gonna be the
Silver Fox.
See, I don't
know. Actually, it's a long name, but I'll remember it. I don't Silver Fox.
I know, but that's not
it's funny because his actual name is Four Syllables. Silver Fox is 37. But
when you attack a friend,
right?
I'm grabbing the shark.
He shambles off.
Like this.
Okay. Meanwhile, back searching the thrift table.
I'm gonna go with Charlotte.
Or something that has a
text. Yeah.
Alright, Second attempt for Danny, you find nothing of interest.
Janice.
Second attempt for Theon. Oh ho!
Nice!
You need an eye in it.
Nice!
There you go.
Okay. You find a short piece of antelope horn.
Whoa, dude.
And it has been polished, and then when you look closely, you realize it's been sealed with some kind of lacquer or something. And then there's traces of what might be, it looks golden in color, it might actually be gold dust that are in the grooves of the horn.
Huh. Will you guys speak common?
The old man comes over. I speak enough common to get the buy.
What is this?
More like Bosh-Rat.
What is this?
Or actually for you, it's more like...
I don't know. It's a trinket my late wife purchased some time ago.
Hmm. How much?
Well, I think she paid 20 gold for it. We'd like to get back what she paid if possible.
I'm not all the expensive stuff.
20 gold is not expensive.
Not for
a it has some kind of ability that's like dirt cheap.
If it does.
Magic items really go. Potions are in the hundreds, but everything else is in the thousands at least.
20 gold.
But you're buying them from a thrift type.
Sure, I'll give you this gem. It's worth 20 gold pieces.
I got some four.
If you believe me.
He takes it.
From a dancing card.
It's crystalline. Be careful.
Well.
One's normal. One's four.
Sure. Sounds good.
Thanks.
The crystal breaks so in his hand after he puts it in his tooth.
Oh, that's not good.
So it, what is it exactly?
It is a piece of antelope horn.
You got an antelope horn.
Danny might like this. I'm going to buy it.
Roughly 5 inches long. It seems fairly well preserved and kind of ace.
Merlin finds a dead finger and, like, it's magical. Oh, I should.
What is this?
Literally called the finger of death.
Yeah, you point it at people and they go, throw it.
Same effect as a spell finger in
them. Yeah. You just throw it at them. Attempt. One use.
Oh, you don't want to get one?
Yeah.
Like a blow dart?
I'm going to give you one more just because you're so honest.
Alright. I swear I have heard the Platinum Sun before. Tommy, you ran a 5e campaign. Is that part of the Pantheon?
No out of play talk.
I'm not telling you because I know the answer to that.
Ooh.
I actually run
a medallion of a horse's head. Horse's head is
and he
only maybe like this
platinum
big.
Sun.
And one was a
that's
dog.
Not paylor.
It's only the head, like in the neck.
That sounds like a paylor.
But even in the carving, it obviously has like a bridle on it. Like
I don't know if paylor exists in this world.
And it actually has like a gold chain with it.
I even have a clerk that
but the whole thing probably weighs no more than about 3 gold pieces.
Well, thanks for giving me the answer.
But it's relatively nicely carved.
He said he had a clerk.
It turns into a horse.
Yeah.
After telling me, he wouldn't tell me if it was part of the band.
You notice that when it lays flat on the table, the links of the chain and the medallion are designed so that it lays perfectly flat.
Yeah.
Like a normal chain would, you know, stick up
or something,
but it's flat, like, so it becomes, like, that thick.
It doesn't sound like paper.
I got a source for his divine soul, was blessed by Artemis.
He's asking 15 gold pieces for
it. By who?
Artemis. She's getting unique spells related to Artemis, too.
Quiet.
Which is a...
So in the Theon and Jane
Okay.
I've
calls you over and shows the two of you the golden horse medallion with the chain that lays down perfectly flat.
It's gonna become a horse. I assume because of my uniform.
Maybe just the horse's head.
That'd be freaky.
What if it does become a horse? Try buying it. And if it doesn't do that, I'll give you money back for it and I'll keep it myself.
I have no interest in
that. I'll buy it.
I didn't get any new information.
She says she has no interest in it, so...
Okay.
How much is it?
Because I already knew that... Because I thought of the Black Dragon. I was like, that's
sure.
It might be, though.
Okay.
That's Bama.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'll give it back to her later, probably, if I find out what it does.
Okay.
But I'm getting the experience for it. I'm not letting her.
Tiamat's the, yeah. Tiamat's the sheep. Bahamut's the guy. Or Bahamut, depending on how you say it.
I'm going to just stuff it in my pocket once.
I think your guardian has it. Bahamut's dead.
Oh, by the way, I think it's Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Legend has it.
Who killed
Bam?
Legend
has it. Nothing is in. I'm going to just.
Supposedly.
Okay, one more. Alright, so you
to save the dragons, he flew into a sign.
I'm gonna buy it. Well, how much is it?
Okay.
Wait, what is it first?
It's a white paste, and it's in wax paper, and then the wax paper is folded over around it. At first, you thought it might be something to do with like makeup or something like that, but then when you peel it, it has a particularly unique feel. Like it's kind of like it doesn't stick to your skin at all. Even though it's kind of pasty.
Oh, is that the stuff that you used to get off Sovereign Gloom?
Yeah. Anyway.
You got to roll one more time.
Off what?
I did.
There's a certain...
white paste and porcelain?
Like a certain oil or paste that is like the only thing you can use to get off. It's the only magic item.
Glue?
What?
Are you saying Sovereign Gloom?
Sovereign.
Oh.
The stickiest substance in D&D.
Oh, he has.
That's what I heard too. That's what I was like, what are you talking about?
An old short sword in the scabbard. Tells you that it belonged to his wife's brother at one point, hasn't been used or cared for in years. They have their own, just in storage. Looking at it, you would say, yeah, it's in disrepair, it needs cleaned up, that kind of thing. But kind of looking through that, you think it's well balanced. It's probably a pretty nice blade.
It was probably masterwork, not magical.
Maybe, although the masterwork probably would have faded with the lack of care. So that would indicate it may be magical.
How much?
10 gold.
You're too short for you to see.
Alright.
I'm going to clean it up.
I got it. I got friends.
Do I have normal items there besides anything else that would interest me? Can you tell
me? Well, I only have so much
short
sword
repairing
knowledge,
but I know blacksmith jewelry, dresses, and clothing.
I do have
a couple of furniture items, like
two short swords. I believe
like that.
I believe I still have my.
Do any of the necklaces look special?
You got like people.
No, nothing other than the ones that are
valuable. I don't know. Go away.
Does any of them have a
red? We're just looking for your input.
A what?
A red amulet.
See, I didn't ask you what mine did.
Not a magic eight ball.
I used you.
One has a butterfly.
It's gonna remind us.
One has a heart.
Try again later.
Wait till he's apart, then everybody can go to him.
Yeah.
Dear me, what's this?
I'm gonna start charging the wolf.
The only animal head.
Tell you this long, convoluted story, and then.
Yeah, he tells this long, convoluted story. And thus forth, I have no idea.
Very nice.
I'm going to tell you this big, long story, but not tell you what it says.
It's so completely
useless. I'll fit into it one day.
Okay.
How much is it?
2 gold.
It's shrouded in mystery.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It's legend is only overshadowed by its mysterious.
I'm going to check by the farmer's
house. That sounds
about right. We might not stop back to where...
I'll get more for it to learn more.
Yeah, you can buy a hand.
Oh, that's so dear.
This will look nice.
No. This looks rudimentary.
He didn't start as a fighter like most parts. He started as a thief.
Either lightning or
step to the next one.
Lightning or gunshots?
Let's switch to the last.
Armors don't make nice sights. They make sights that work.
Do they have any...
It's not raining.
Anything that would get,
my hat makes me
like, poison dust off
the stove?
And if they don't, I'll guess...
Soap. It helps some, but...
I'll
guess them back to the merchant's room.
Okay.
Does he have anything that would probably, like, get rid of some of that?
Not that he knows of. They're probably most of it's gone.
Oh, do they have any collars?
What?
Collars.
Oh,
no, you could buy like a bit and bridle for a horse, but not a collar for an animal. Most people do not keep dogs as pets. That's really rare. Actually, there's many scavengers.
Okay.
But you could get one made.
Yeah, dogs won't be domesticated for another.
Yeah, but we're not going to do tier one.
Dogs is only good for eating.
But they don't have a leather worker here anyway. They don't have a strength.
Do you have a list of what they have
there? There's my hunting dog, but there's my eating dog.
Random. I have a chart.
What, you eat your dog?
Okay, anyway.
I know that, but it's just...
Last roll for Brunson.
I wish there was something to eat. Scrap Sue, or are you going to eat it?
Brunson was here?
Yep.
Oh.
He was snooping
there. Do I have another roll?
Nope, you're done.
Jeremy's probably going to end up being there.
I thought you said I had four.
I did. I rolled them. You had three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was gonna say you only.
I got white paste, and I don't know what it is, and it doesn't feel like it feels
too
safe.
Could be an alchemical related thing.
Yeah, I think it's two paste. You should try it.
Yeah.
Until it's sovereign paste.
It just
done.
It makes my teeth disappear. That's why I just got
bones. Only two times.
You found a little pill box. It was in a different part of the table amongst other odds and end items or whatever. And when you open the pillbox, inside it is a gold chain with three snakes hung by their tail.
Do you want it?
The snakes are all golden as well.
Turns out it's just a snake killing artifact. Jay's like, I'm gonna try out this thing.
Is that familiar?
The snake just dies.
Dan, is that familiar to the...
I'll take five gold for it.
The cult that we encountered?
Not they have specifically, but they did have snake symbols, yeah. But not just like this.
I'm gonna look at it with him. Hey, yeah, Brunson, what you got?
This is while you're shopping. He's shopping, you're shopping.
This is why you're looking
unless
at your face.
He summons you over, you don't know he's even found anything.
This is while you're looking at your face.
Pretty bad thunderstorm something.
Five gold.
Yeah, you're driving.
It's not even rain.
Seems pretty steep.
Oh, Brunson.
They're just trying to clear up this stuff.
These are snakes, and it's really just wear it.
These are poor farmers.
This guy's gonna be rich.
And this is pocket change.
I've paid him like 9 platinum.
Give me 4 gold for it.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
Do you move running into Charlotte?
Yes. So you come and find her.
What is all this?
At the market.
Oh, yeah, I have to tell you about this knife in the store.
We got a certain.
There's a knife in the store?
Yeah. Kind of looks like a flip open and has like a gem
thing. Lots of interesting items on the table, none of them necessarily.
How long? Knife or dagger? Is there a
50% chance there's a musical instrument?
I think it was a knife.
Okay.
I'm not going
to. Carol?
I'm not going to need to roll anything, right?
No.
I didn't ask
about
it.
Okay. I'm going to go look at and probably buy the dagger.
The knife?
Yeah.
The knife. The kite?
No.
Spell
kite?
You find a tip for a lance. That's the kind that you would fit over top of a lance, like if you were doing
jousting
without having the point, so they use jousting. And it's shaped like this, a male fist, and seems
to be it's like that
well
lance from the Knight's Tale that was actually a shooting
constructed.
Looks really well constructed, you said?
Yeah.
I'm asking if he knows what it is.
No, it's one of my wife's old pieces of junk.
How much is that going for?
Give me a gold, it's yours.
Okay.
Okay. So you come find her. Presumably, you tell her about the dwarf that you ran into.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So you have a meeting set.
The dwarf thing?
No, you're buying it.
Unless there's a reason why you don't want to. Anybody that wants to can go to the meeting. I think.
I definitely
unless
want
unless
to.
You're trying to keep it to yourself.
I was kind of here between me and Charlotte at first.
Okay.
In
case it's repeat.
Yeah.
But Phil doesn't
want
to
know anymore. But still, can we're going to be probably be going there anyway. I'm just trying to get an idea of where this is.
Okay. Well, so you're just going to tell Charlotte, and then you go to a meeting with just Charlotte. Is that the plan? All right. There's a good chance that someone will be in the inn anyway, and the guy doesn't show up.
Remember?
Nope. You're there during the time, half hour, 45 minutes, it doesn't show up.
Sounds about right.
So if you want to know more about what that was about, you're going to have to snoop around.
You wanted to go snooping?
Somebody's trying to sell a key. And when he described it to you as being just beyond the Palisades, that's the right region for your key. Okay. So when we meet again, we will snoop around and find out if the dwarf is actually trying to sell Charlotte's key. We must, at this point, just be aware, be cautious. What is this? This is the...
second to last?
No. Do we have one more? Two more. Two in September, right? So we have two sessions in September of this group before the retreat.
How's that going to work out exactly?
We're going to spontaneously be teleported, I assume.
No, shouldn't be. I'm trying to...
We're in the same area. Right, so
you are roughly going to want to... Well, actually, no. Right now, they're,
a cameo, we were,
they are definitely not in Dulac.
Right now.
Is that a different plane?
Yes, they're on the demi-plane of lanterns right now.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Because I know, like, when I was with them, they were, like, right in the border of Dulon and Yalvin.
Yep. They get around this area, so...
Why did you send them to the demi-plane of lanterns?
We're actually stuck in a storybook.
Yeah, they found the book, and they found the people that found the book before them, the kid read the book,
we got suckered into an adventure.
And they showed up. Actually, what happened was the girl found a scroll that had been prepared by the maiden of Christine, which will summon the heroes from the what's called the Trial of the Champions from Dedalia. So they were not even on O-Earth.
Thank you for listening to Low Moon Uprising. As our retreat approaches, just a month and a half away, if you're interested in sponsoring, check us out at churchleader.com on the events tab to sponsor the CGT Life Station benefit retreat for the 30-year anniversary. Hope you enjoy listening to these podcasts, and we'll see you again. Oh, click the like button if you get a chance.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.